Superior City Clerk Terry Kalan is pleasantly surprised by how busy it's been today. She says outside of a couple of scanner misfeeds and some polling place confusion, everything has been going well.
All of the chief inspectors that I've talked to said that everyone has been very pleasant coming through the line and not complaining about having to wait. So far it seems like everything's going very well.
There were waiting lines this morning, and Kalan expects more lines when people get off work later today. Janice and John Letzos were expecting a bigger rush at the polls this morning. They were trying to avoid what they've seen in previous years with elections.
We always vote.
Yeah. We vote in every election, and this was a heated election, let's put it that way, and that's why we're here early.
All of the voters have their reasons for turning out, no matter who they support. Kim Ball walked into the conference center at Wisconsin Indian Head Technical College holding the hand of her grandson. She says she's concerned about his future.
Always. I'm concerned about all the kids' futures. I'm almost 60. I'm kind of on my other side of life, but these kids, they're the future.
She says even after the election, things will be divided in Wisconsin's government, as well as the country's.
I think it's too bad we don't have more politicians in the center, too, instead of out to the left or right. So far away. I wish we had all our politicians in this country were more centrist.
Polls close at 8 p.m. Lucy Roberts, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.